Again, we join the American family Robinson in Centerville. And today we have great news for all of you. Editor Luke and Mrs. Robinson have decided to hold a big contest for all their listeners. And cash prizes will be given away free for the best letter of not more than 250 words on the subject, What Will Speed Recovery? Remember that a five-word letter has as much chance of winning as a 250-word letter. Anyone at all can enter and is eligible to receive a prize. The first prize is $100. The second, $25. And besides, there are five prizes of $5 each, 50 prizes of $2 each, and 150 prizes of $1 each. In other words, there are 207 chances for you to win a cash prize. All you have to do is send in a letter containing your opinion of what is needed to restore prosperity, based upon your observation of conditions today. You don't happen to be a professor or a writer to have opinions on this vital subject. All you have to do is to have an idea and put it down on paper. Send your letter to the American Family Robinson, in care of the station to which you are listening. And if you wish some background material before writing your letter, you may write to the American Family Robinson and request it. Listen for further announcements about this big prize contest at the end of the program. Today we join Editor Luke Robinson and Dick Collins in the office of the Centerville Herald. Dick Collins has his troubles today. Betty wants to go out west on her honeymoon and ride horses, but Dick hates horses and wants to go to Niagara Falls. We don't know who won that argument, but I can guess. And here are Luke and Dick.
Here's another interesting answer to that questionnaire we sent out, Mr. Robinson. I thought you might like to use it.
Good. Let's hear it.
Well, it's from a small manufacturer who says he has kept all his people at work through the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
But he complains that politicians are now planning to place new burdens on all businessmen. He's afraid they don't realize that thousands of small and large plants are still in the red, and new legislated burdens might force them out of business and their men out of jobs.
It's the same old story. The politicians should realize that it's confidence that's needed. That's what helps business and bring in new investment capital.
Do you want to print this letter?
I'd like to, but we have no more space. You know, we ought to make room for more of this sort of thing in the paper. I've been thinking it might be a good idea to get out a special Sunday magazine section devoted to a current review of national problems. What do you think of it?
The Herald seems to be growing up. Do you think you could swing it?
We could. Of course, that would mean that we'd have to have a Sunday editor.
Yeah, I suppose so.
How would you like to take over that job?
Oh, that'd be fine.
Well, I expected a little more enthusiasm. That proposal is in the nature of a compliment, an advancement, and a raise.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Robinson. Of course, I'm delighted. As delighted as a man can be whose life has just been blighted by a girlish whim.
Now what? Does Betty insist on a string of pearls for a wedding present?
Worse than that. Much worse. She insists on our spending our honeymoon at some dude ranch, way back of beyond, riding wild horses.
Well, why don't you just tell her that you don't want to do it?
Tell her? I did tell her. I begged her not to. But her mind is made up, and that's that. I told her my mother didn't raise me to be a jackal's dinner, and she laughed.
Oh, you should have put your foot down, Dick, and taken a firm stand. Now's the time to do it. If you can't be boss before you're married, you're sunk for good. Use a commanding tone. Like this. Betty, I will not spend my honeymoon at the ranch. I insist
It's no good, Mr. Robinson. I tried that, and she began to cry. I gave in. Now she's gone and bought the tickets for Devil's Gulch. The very name makes chills run up and down my spine.
Ah, women's tears. How do you ever expect to get anywhere if you crumple up and give way every time your wife sniffles into her handkerchief?
Well, Betty tells me the reason why Windy Bill is still a free boarder at your house is because Mrs. Robinson cried on your shoulder.
Well, that's different. Relatives are different. All the rules are off when it comes to in-laws. Nothing can be done about them.
Mm-hmm. But in all other matters, you have your womenfolk under your thumb. You are the undisputed master of the Robinson roost.
Certainly. My slightest wish is law.
Well, that's fine. Yes, sir, and I certainly am relieved. Mr. Robinson, you can save my life.
Oh, you want to learn my method?
I sure do, and this is a fine time for lesson number one to take place. You have an opportunity right now to illustrate the power of your authority.
Now, illustrate?
Betty is right outside with the blasted tickets. She's going to ask you to give me an extra week off so we can spend 2 weeks at Devil's Gulch. Now, if you refuse, my life is saved, your authority is asserted, and I get a valuable lesson in how to manage the female of the species. Perfect, isn't it?
Why, it's a trick. You were leading up to this all the time.
But your methods always work, don't they?
Very well, you politicians. Bring her on. I'll deal with this. But it might work better if I see her alone.
What good is a laboratory test if I don't see it?
All right, all right. Stay here, but keep quiet and watch me. And don't interrupt. This is a delicate business, and amateur interference is liable to ruin it.
I won't even breathe out loud. Betty, come on in.
Well, you two finished your business conference?
Yes. Do you wish to see me about something?
Why, Daddy, why so cold? Anybody think I was a salesman? Don't you feel well?
Perfectly well.
Now, that's better. Now, how about a smile for your only daughter?
Well, there. Now, I've smiled at you.
It's a smile to frighten small children. Don't you think so, Dickie?
Hmm.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's something funny going on around
oh,
here.
Oh, no, there isn't. We're just terribly busy. Of course, if you want to see me about something important...
Oh, I do. It's terribly important, Daddy. Probably my whole future happiness depends on it.
The first time I heard that one was when you were in pigtails and you vowed that your life would be blighted if you couldn't have an apple on a stick.
I guess I was an impossible little girl, but I've grown up now, Daddy, and you are fond of me, aren't you?
Oh, of course I am, Betty. Your happiness is all I care about.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Dick, what in the world do these noises mean?
Never mind. Now, what are you after, young lady?
Now, Daddy, don't get stuffy. It's a very simple little thing I want to ask of you. And after all, a girl only gets married once, usually.
Hmm?
Well, I mean, I'm only going to get married once, and it's a pretty important thing. I mean, it's one time when a girl ought to be treated with consideration, particularly by her family. That she's leaving forever and embarking on a new and untried experiment.
Now, Betty Robinson, will you come to the point?
Well, I am, Daddy, but you have to realize what it means to me first. It's not as though I were like some girls who demand a big, fancy wedding of their parents, with caterers and extensive trimmings and all. But I do think the proceeding should have some dignity, and I know, Daddy, you'll agree that if Dick and I just dashed off somewhere for a couple of weeks... It'd be more like a bargain excursion than a proper honeymoon, now, wouldn't it?
Your mother and I spent 1 week at the Pan American Exposition and considered that quite adequate in the way of a honeymoon. Go on.
Yes, of course, Daddy dear, but we must take advantage of our modern age of improvements and broaden our horizons. See something of life in other parts of the country. You can't very well do that in a mere 2 weeks.
Well, you can see a lot in this.
Now, Daddy, if you just let Dick have a month off, say...
Impossible. How do you expect me to run the Herald?
Oh, the Herald will get along all right, Daddy. Why, you know that you could run it single-handed and make a good job of it, too.
No, I can't, but I won't. Absolutely not.
Oh, 3 weeks, then.
Well, that's more reasonable. But it's still impossible. We're going to get out a Sunday magazine section, and Dick will have to help me.
Daddy, I believe you think more of your old paper than you do of me.
Oh, of course not, Betty. I'd do anything within reason.
Well, this is certainly within reason. 1 little week, only 7 days. It won't matter to your old paper, but it means my happiness.
Now, Betty, don't go on like that. I don't want to make you unhappy.
Oh, then you will, Daddy, really?
Well, I...
I knew you would. Oh, Daddy, you darling. Isn't it splendid, Dickie? 2 whole weeks at Devil's Gulch. I told you I could fix it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you could.
Now, wait a minute, Betty.
Daddy. I can't wait. I gotta run down and get fitted for a new riding habit. Oh, you're an old dear, Daddy.
Well... Thanks for trying anyway, Mr. Robinson. I guess there just isn't any reliable method of handling them.
Oh, nonsense. That was just the exception that proves the rule. Anyway, you'd let it get too far. We didn't have a chance after she'd bought the tickets. The thing to do is to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, thanks just the same, Professor, but it's just too late. I'm sunk. Sentenced to 2 weeks of horseplay at Devil's Gulch. Of course, I love Betty, but... I'm beginning to see that a bachelor life probably has distinct advantages.
Oh, buck up, Dick. Don't take it so hard. You'll learn, as I have, how to get along, though married. Maybe you'll get to like this Devil's Gulch. Fresh air, great open spaces.
I'll enjoy it just about as much as you enjoy the society of Windy Bill. But I've got a couple of weeks yet of the comparative security of Centerville traffic before I have to entrust myself to fire-eating Mustang... And I might as well make the best of it.
That's a spirit. Don't burn your bridges till you come to them, or whatever it is. Now, in the meantime, this new magazine section ought to keep your mind off your troubles.
I hope so. Well, how's it going to be set up? Comments, interviews, and features based on these letters answering the questionnaire?
Yes. And I think it's a good idea to print all the letters we can. A public forum for an exchange of opinions. And we can use the letters that Myra gets from her radio contest, too.
Well, what contest? I hadn't heard about that.
Oh, good heavens. Haven't I told you? Why, she is inviting her listeners to submit essays on What Will Speed Recovery? And we are going to offer prizes for the best ones.
Well, we ought to get some fine stuff there.
Yes.
But are you sure you want to tie up with Mrs. Robinson's radio program?
Well, certainly. Why not? A fine program.
Oh, it's a fine program, all right. But you know how women are.
Of course I do. Haven't I just proved it?
Mm.
But what's that got to do with the...
If Betty is anything like her mother, Mrs. Robinson will be taking over the Herald and running it in no time.
Now, wait a minute, Dick. I may not have shown up so well in my encounter with Betty, but where the Herald is concerned, well, that's my bailiwick. And Myra would no more think of interfering with my management of it than I'd consider taking up stock darning. You don't have to worry about that. Myra's a sensible woman.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to hear you say so.
Hello, Mrs.
Well,
Robinson.
Myra, you don't very often come down this way.
Well, I thought I'd better now that we've gone into partnership on our Road to Recovery contest. There's some things to be settled.
Well, perhaps I'd better go.
No. Don't go, Dick. This is your department. Dick is going to edit our special supplement for Letters from the Radio Audience, Myra.
Why, that's funny. I was about to suggest the same thing myself.
Mm.
You know, I think it would be nice to have our pictures taken to send out to our radio listeners. They have asked me what we look like, and it's such a friendly sort of neighborly thing to do.
No. Hold on, Myra. Hold on. What would they want our pictures for? I'm not Clark Gable.
Oh, nonsense, Luke. We're going to be the judges in the contest, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they'd want to know what we look like.
Oh, but I hate to get my picture taken. And the idea of sending it all over the country. Oh, I'd feel foolish.
Luke, that's perfectly ridiculous. And I don't want to hear anything more about it.
Well, I guess that's settled. Shall I make arrangements with the photographer, Chief?
Yes, Dick. And we might as well have the rest of the family in the picture, too. You know, just for good measure.
And that's how it happens that, beside the chance for big cash prizes, Luke and Mrs. Robinson are offering free to all their listeners a picture of the whole Robinson family, which will be sent to each one of you who writes for it. Remember, to enter the contest, all you have to do is to sit down and write not more than 250 words on the subject, What Will Speed Recovery? This doesn't mean you have to write 250 words in order to win a prize. In fact, the size of your letter will not affect your chances of winning, provided it is less than 250 words. It's the ideas you submit that count. And a good idea written in 50 words or even less will have just as much chance of winning a prize as a good idea expressed in 250 words. Every one of us is vitally interested in what will speed recovery. And your solution may be one of the 207 to win a cash prize. Remember, there will be one prize of $100, one of $25, five prizes of $5, $52 prizes, and $151 prizes. Anyone can enter. And the letters will be judged on the soundness of your answer to the question, What will speed recovery? The decision of the judges is final. No matter how simple your answer may be, even though you have never before expressed your thoughts on the problems which confront us all, your opinion is valuable in showing the trend of American thought, and your letter can win a prize. If, before writing your ideas, you wish a pamphlet giving interesting material on this subject, you can write for that before you begin your contest paper. Remember, send your letter to the American Family Robinson in care of the station to which you are now listening. And here's Luke himself to say a few words to you.
I just wanted to say that I hope you all enter the contest. And in the meantime, the picture of the Robinson family that Myra insists on will be ready to mail out to you right away as soon as we receive your request for it. If Myra says you'd like to see what the Robinsons look like, that settles it. Remember, the contest is open to all of you. Office boys, housewives, factory workers, farmers, merchants, stenographers, everybody. And I hope you all win. Thank you.
Thank you, Editor Luke. And by our next program, we hope to see your desk piled high with contest letters. Be sure to address your letter to the American Family Robinson in care of the station to which you are listening. And also your requests for the picture of the Robinson family. And so, until our next program, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is produced by the National Industrial Council.